The Viking landing took place on the coast just a few miles away from where we are here in York. Meanwhile, Harold Godwinson of England was 200 miles away to the south. It seemed impossible he'd be able to raise an army and reach York in time to quash the Viking invasion. And yet he did it. Leading his Saxon army northwards, he made a grueling forced march and caught up with the Vikings just a few hours ago at Stamford Bridge. It was the Vikings' turn to be surprised.
We were caught like chickens, pecking at their feet. I mean, some of us were not even armed. We left all the heavier stuff in our ships. Suddenly, there's a cloud of dust, a Saxon army where no army should have been.
Casualties are still being counted, but it's known that at least half the Viking invasion force, almost 5,000 men, are dead, including, of course, their leader, Harald Hardrada.
Owen, I understand there were people in York who actually supported the Viking invasion.
Yes, most of them are descended from the Vikings. They speak Norse. And in fact, this area of England is called Danelaw because it's been settled by the Vikings for over 200 years. So it's hardly surprising that when backing one side or the other, many chose the Vikings.
But will the English punish them for supporting the Vikings?
No, I'd say quite the opposite. In fact, King Harold Godwinson of England will be concentrating on winning back their support. He urgently needs to unite his country against other potential invaders. He really cannot afford to antagonize them. The king is now coming out. My lord, how safe is England now the Vikings have been defeated?
The dogs that want to devour England still yap from across the sea. Now there's one less of them.